I am here to answer your questions of people on the internet are be asking. Hello. What is the best shade of purple? Asked Prince Albert of Northampton. I consulted with some paint heads, and we decided that the best shade of purple is brown.
Brown's not a shade of purple, you say?
You're wrong. Brown is a shade of purple. It's just an unusual one. Brown is a useful shade. Someone plants a bomb in a big pile of manure, and the bomb goes off. And all of this happens in your kitchen, which is painted purple. But brown shade of purple, then no one will ever know, despite the walls being plastered in horse shit. Which is the best Nana Cherry song? Asked Tom York, lead drummer in hit combo All Saints. Well, Tom, there are many best songs by Nana Marianne Carlson Cherry, but we've got together and decided that the answer is Rain of Blood by Slayer. That was remarkably easy. What percentage by volume is Stella Artois? Wonders the dead legend Barry White. Too late for that, you moron. The pub's on fire because a madman has set himself ablaze and you're too drunk to get out, so your mortal enemy will have to rescue you. Oh no, that's not real at all. And what's more, you've already kicked it. Stop wasting our time. A question now from a fool. Why do good things happen to bad people? He wants to know. Well, if you were bad enough, good things would stop happening to you. Look at Genghis Khan. He was well bad, not just in the going around murdering, raping, pillaging and breaking international law sense. You should have seen his poems. He was bad, all right. What good things happened to him? None. He died. You don't see Gengo going around winning lotteries or capping bitches anymore, do you? He's off the cunt radar now. So if good things are happening to you, just work at being worse. Your point is rubbish, and I'll laugh at you. A tiny little man disguised as a bear has broken in and is holding up a cartoon. Is this the most depressing thing ever? He seems to be trying to ask in his little bear-like way. Well, bear man, no, it's not. The most depressing thing I can think of is having a poorly old lady, perhaps your mum, make you some sandwiches with the last of the bread, and then a gust of wind blows them right out of the window and into the road, and you're chasing after them with like your hands waving, and you nearly get to pick them up all gritty, and they get run over by the van, and you go home all sad, and your mum's dead because you left the gas on. What a cruel moment. A question I found outside, tattooed to a lamb. Does Barbara Windsor still masturbate? And if so, why? She certainly does, but not through choice. She's contractually obliged as part of some sick medical project, thrice a day, except on the Sabbath, which is less a day of rest and more a test of endurance. I was once in a very similar situation myself, having been tricked by a charming young lady. Fortunately for me, I've lost my bit of paper. Fortunately for me, let's ignore my incompetence. I was made redundant when my job was outsourced to a bunch of foreign wankers. That stupid fuckwit's back again, banging on the window. What? What? Are you... What? Are you a puff? Am I? What? Who is this? Stop calling me. I'm hanging up the phone. What? Hello? Bye. What? Get away from the glass. Look, it's a zeppelin. Get out of the way. What? Can you show us your minge? Asked a pervert from Brazil. No, I can't. It's encased in steel. Why are the insides of flies yellowy? Well, interesting topic. Science shows that there are many reasons, but only a few of them are true. Ones that are completely false might be, they like painting sunflowers with their guts. Or another might be, those are bees, you twat stick. Fish or sporks? You really are a half-wit. There are plenty more fish in the sea, but the pen is mightier than the spork. It's a draw! What happens to taxis on Saturday nights? Who's to say? If I were a taxi, I would go and lurk somewhere desolate. I like being alone. I don't like lots of people, especially drunkards. I think if I were a taxi, I'd drive to the coast and gaze up at the stars, eating a big pot of jam. So, perhaps that's where they go. And perhaps that's what they do. Perhaps taxis are a lot like me. That would explain it. The Pope wonders, why do people shrink as they get older? I've found that it's because the sky is falling, but really slowly, on their heads. There's only two more questions, but I'm not going to answer them, because I'm master of my own destiny, and I simply choose another path. Au revoir.